To the Lord. Faithful people, pardon and peace, that they may be cleansed from all their sins and serve you with a quiet mind. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The readings for this 16th Sunday after Pentecost are found in your bulletin insert. The Old Testament reading is from Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, reading from the 7th verse. The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel, "Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, 'O wicked man, you will surely die,' and you do not speak out to dissuade him from his ways, that wicked man will die for his sin, and I will hold you accountable for his blood. But if you do warn the wicked man to turn from his ways, and he does not do so, he will die for his sin, but you will have saved yourself." Here ends the Old Testament reading.
Judgment, send this past beyond tracing now. Lord, from heaven and through heaven, to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
The epistle reading is found in Romans, the 13th chapter, reading from the first verse. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and he will commend you. For he is God's servant to do you good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword for nothing. He is God's servant, an agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also because of conscience. This is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another, for he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. The commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this one rule: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Here ends the epistle lesson.
Holy Gospel from the Evangelist St. Matthew, the 18th chapter, reading from the 15th verse. Jesus says, if your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault, just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose in earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. Where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. Here ends the gospel.
We now confess our faith using the Nicene Creed on page 22 in the front of your hymnal.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds. God, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate as the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us in the cross pile. He suffered and was buried. The third day he rose again, according to the scriptures, and descended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to the judge for the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord of heaven and earth, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy church in the apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
The text is the gospel reading from Matthew 18. Jesus says, if your brother sins against you, go and show him his guilt, just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. But if you will not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them. Here ends the text. Can anything improve the ambiance of church discipline? Two things change tones, elevate moods, sweeten things up: perfume and music. The first is in the text. The second I'm bringing to it as church discipline meets classic rock. Take the Hollies' 1969 song, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. That song applies to church discipline in that we have brothers and sisters in Christ. But contrary to the song, they are heavy. Note that Jesus says, if your brother sins against you, not you all, but thou, you, singular. Peter Chrysostom, a 5th century bishop of the church, brings in the idea of smell here. In the unity of the body is a sweet odor, he says, but when sin creates a separation, it's like cutting open a body. From the separation of the viscera, there is a foul, fatal, and fearful aroma. He is heavy, but he's still your brother. That's what Jesus says. You go to your brother. You seek to gain your brother. He's not yet a pagan or tax collector. Paul picks up on this in 2 Thessalonians 3. If anyone does not obey our instruction in this letter, take special note of him. Do not associate with him in order that he may feel ashamed. Yet do not regard him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother. Yes, his sin means he's standing outside the body of Christ. The tear in the body does produce the foul smell, but he has not yet left it. Go, and unlike last week's text, it's not the word show, but convict, refute, rebuke your brother with the idea of winning him. In last week's text, Jesus said gaining the whole world wouldn't be worth your soul. This week, he says you can gain your brother by rebuking him. The world does not believe this. The world believes I'm okay, you're okay. As long as your conscience doesn't bother you, whatever you're doing cannot be wrong. The world says whatever consenting adults do, that's okay with God. And it's not your business anyhow. Yes, that's what Cain thought. He wasn't his brother's keeper. He was, and he was also his brother's killer. And leaving a brother or sister in Christ in unconfessed sin is killing them. Unconfessed sin is not inert. It doesn't lay dormant. David's unconfessed sin of adultery and murder led to his bones wasting away and his groaning all day long. Unconfessed sin is unforgiven sin. Look where Judas confessed, but unforgiven sin led him to the end of a rope. How about Peter? Bitter tears and repeatedly reliving his denial of Jesus. Music can change the mood, the tone, the scene. I'm thinking Simon and Garfunkel's 1970 Bridge Over Troubled Water. We've seen that unconfessed sin cups up the body of Christ, but the first division is between God and man. Adam sins, and what does he do? He becomes ashamed and he hides from God. Read the book of Isaiah. After the great chapters about the servant of the Lord, Jesus, after the great ones about him carrying your grief and sorrows, after his being whipped, lashed, and beaten, body heals your body, you come to chapter 59. There it says, listen to me. The Lord's arm is not too short to save, and his ear is not too deaf to hear. No, it is your guilt that has separated you from your God. And your sins have hidden God's face from you so that he does not hear. Rebuking a brother is crossing the bridge, the divide that his unconfessed sin has created between God and him and him and you. But we cross it not because we're so holy and loving and kind. We cross it because God in Christ first did. He's the one who sings with Simon and Garfunkel, "I'm on your side when times get tough and friends just can't be found. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down." And he crossed it for all Jesus did. Listen to Paul preach in Colossians 2. "Even when you were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God, you made you alive with Christ by forgiving us all our trespasses. God erased the record of our debts brought against us by his legal demands. This record stood against us, but he took it away by nailing it to the cross." As loath as I am to refer to a Kenny Chesney song, that right there is the good stuff. In that 2003 song, Kenny learns from a bartender that the good stuff is not found in a bottle. No, the good stuff is a love between people. And that's as high as the world can go. Don't get me wrong. The scripture goes here too. Read Psalm 133. It's short. Then you'll understand the expression, "like Aaron's beard." The unity of brothers is good, pleasant, and aromatic, like the oil that sanctifies Aaron's beard. And we saw that Peter Chrysologus found sweetness in the unity of brothers. But it doesn't start there. No, the good stuff starts with Jesus, who he is and what he does. He's an aroma. Paul says the suffering, sighing, bleeding, and dying with which Jesus crosses the gulf created by our sin and sinfulness is the sweet aroma of salvation and life to those being saved. But to those perishing, all that Christ is and does stinks. It's the odor of death. What's that smell? Coming from the baptismal font. If it's stagnant, stale water, it's not the water of forgiveness to you. What's that smell coming from this pulpit? If it's the smell of garbage, dead words, decayed religion, keep on walking. No life for you here. What's that smell coming from this altar? Forget I'm wiping the communion rail with vinegar because of COVID-19. You smell vinegar, and that's not bad. If it reminds you of what it cost Jesus to give you his blood here as sweet-smelling wine for everlasting life, then take a deep breath and live. But if all you smell is vinegar, his wine is soured for you. You neither want nor think you need his blood for forgiveness. Understand, I'm not talking about anyone else but me and you. First, we have to see Jesus laying himself down as the perfect keeper of the law, as the perfect sacrifice for sin, death, and devil, to walk all over him till every last sin was paid for. Then he's a bridge upon which God comes to us. And that brings us to 1969 again in Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline. Look this one up on YouTube. He changed the signature chorus for COVID-19. He changed it from "hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you." He changed it to "hands washing hands, reaching out, don't touch me, I won't touch you." I can't tell from the video if he's being serious or funny. But I do know this whole matter of touch and not touching is real significant. The older folks have been isolated for a half a year from their loved ones. All report the isolation is the hardest. From 13th century Emperor Frederick II's supposed studies on infants raised in isolation, to Harry Harlow's 1930 study on rhesus monkeys, to the 1944 U.S. experiment on 40 newborns where their caregivers touched the babies as little as possible, all proved that touch was important. In that last study, it was halted after only 4 months because half the babies died. The high-tech world was quickly seen to work against touch. Already in 1982, John Nesbitt coined the term "high touch" over against high tech. Today, business advertises that they are high tech and high touch. The Holy Christian Church has always been high touch. We believe in one baptism, one application of water on the skin for the forgiveness of sins. We believe in the communion of saints, people sharing a common thing together, that being Jesus' body and blood. We believe in an absolution where the mouth of one person transmits into the ears of another forgiveness of sins. When I individually absolve someone, I make sure they can feel my hand on their head. No forgiveness comes through my hand, but touch sure does. We find Jesus touching the man full of leprosy. We find Jesus spitting, making mud, and rubbing in it on eyes and into ears. He sighs so a deaf and mute man can feel his chest heave in sympathy. Several years ago, I played off Garth Brooks' song Rodeo, where he sings of bulls and blood, dust and mud, applying it to the flesh and blood ministry of Christ. I was amazed how many people that touched. And this text on church discipline is high touch. Here again, the last line of it. Jesus says, "For where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them." The incarnate Christ, the flesh and blood Jesus, is present when even two or three gather in his name. There, right there, he is present on earth to bind and loose sins. But he went to the cross to loose sins, not to bind them. He kept the law to loose sins. He bled, cried, was damned, and died, not to bind your sins, but to loose them. He rose from the dead, proclaiming not the binding of the world's sins, but the forgiving of them. And for 2,000 years, Jesus has been doing it in a high-touch way. In the way Neil Diamond sang originally, hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. From hand to hand, from mouth to ear, from hand to head, the forgiveness won in 30 AD comes down personally to you in 2020. You know, we don't do here the sharing of the peace, which is supposed to be the modern version of the kiss of peace. Read my explanation to the divine servant service on our webpage, or there's a print copy in back, for what the kiss of peace originally was and meant. We don't share the peace here because it has always struck me as forced. But we do share the peace of God that passes all human understanding. That's what keeps us together here. That's what keeps us coming back here, whether in person or remotely. That's what makes us notice when peace is broken by sins in doctrine or practice. That peaceful, easy feeling of the forgiveness of sins in Christ is what drives us to heal such breaches. In a 2006 sermon, I referred to what the Russians called the field of cloth. Their soldiers marched shoulder to shoulder into battle because they drew strength from that touch. It made the fear less intense. I remember sitting shoulder to shoulder in a C-130 plane flying to make my first parachute jump. I didn't know that term, feel of cloth, but I felt it. I was glad for it. I remember the first time I jumped from a helicopter, missing it, because you didn't sit that close to the other shoulder. And there was no really proper way for one soldier to scoot over to another just to get close. There is for brothers and sisters in Christ. Listen to the music. Amen. Now the peace of God that passes all human understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus and a life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. The people are remembering, especially as we pray the litany, are listed in your bulletin. After the litany, we have a special prayer for Daniel and Sarah Harris, who are giving thanksgiving for their pregnancy. We pray the litany on page 661. You may kneel as we pray. Let us pray. O Lord,
have mercy on us.
O Christ,
have mercy on us.
O Lord,
have mercy on us.
O Christ,
hear our voice.
O God the Father in heaven,
have mercy on us.
O God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy on us.
O God the Holy Ghost,
have mercy on us.
Be gracious unto us.
Spare us,
O Lord. Be gracious unto us.
Help us, O Lord.
From all sin, from all error, from all evil.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From the crafts and assaults of the devil, from sudden and evil death, from pestilence and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and rebellion, from lightning and tempest, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death.
Good Lord.
By the mystery of thy holy incarnation, by thy holy nativity, by thy baptism, fasting, and temptation, by thy agony and bloody sweat, by thy cross and passion, by thy precious death and burial, by thy glorious resurrection and ascension, by the coming of the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death and the day of judgment, we poor sinners to beseech thee,
hear us.
To rule and govern thy holy Christian church, to preserve all pastors and ministers of thy church, in the true knowledge and understanding of thy word and the holiness of life, to put an end to all schisms and causes of offense, to bring into the way of truth all such as have erred and are deceived, to beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into thy harvest, to accompany thy word with thy spirit and grace, to raise up them that fall, and to strengthen such as do stand, and to comfort and help the weak hearted and the distressed. To give all nations peace and concord, to preserve our country from discord and contention, to give to our nation perpetual victory all over all its enemies, to direct and defend our president and all in authority, and bless and keep our magistrates and all our people. To behold and succor all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect all who travel by land or water, to preserve all women in the perils of childbirth, to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to set free all who are innocently imprisoned, to defend and provide for all fatherless children and widows, and to have mercy upon all men. To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts, to give and preserve to our use the fruits of the earth, be graciously to hear our prayer. O Lord Jesus, Son of God, O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy on us.
O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy on us.
O Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world,
grant us peace.
O Christ,
hear our
voice. O Lord,
have mercy on us.
O Christ,
have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Amen. And we give hearty thanks to thee, O Lord, blessing Daniel and Sarah with the gift of new life, bless mother and child through gestation, labor, and delivery. Lord, in thy mercy,
hear our prayer.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
All may be seated for the offering. You may take your offering during the offertory and place it in the basket at the table on the right as you go off. We wait till we leave to do that. Thank you. I direct your attention to the communion statement and bulletin. Welcome all of you in our celebration of Holy Communion this morning. Because of the sad divisions that exist in Christianity today, we get invited all of you to the Lord's table. Trinity practice closed communion, which means between active members of Trinity and those whose guests have been invited to commune prior to the service. If our guests have not spoken to me before, please not come forward to receive communion. We continue with the communion liturgy on page 24. Please stand. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your heart.
We give them up to the Lord.
And give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death in the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Thank you. Amen. Grace of Lord Jesus Christ be with you, and also with you, the grace of Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Take deep the true body of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, even unto death for all your sins. Take deep the true body of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, even unto death for all your sins. Take drink, this is the true blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Blood, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sin. Blood of Christ, shed for your sin. May this body and this blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and the life everlasting. Depart, be in peace. Thank you. grace, Lord Jesus Christ, be with you. Take heed to the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and let the death for all your sins. Take heed to the true body of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and let the death for all your sins. The body of Christ, for your sins. Stay great. This is the true blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take drink, this is the true blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take drink, this is the true blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take drink, this is the true blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. May this body and this blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and the life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Oh, God the Father, come the source of all goodness, with loving kindness and send thine only begotten Son into the flesh. We thank thee that for his sake thou hast given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. We beseech thee not to take thy children, but evermore to rule our hearts and minds by thy Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve thee. In Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Bless we the Lord.
Lord, bless and keep thee. Lord, make his face shine upon thee, be gracious unto thee. Lord, lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Baby shower, October 4th. There's sign-ups on the bulletin board. Work days, October 3rd and 10th. See Jim Lesko, chief trustee, if you're interested in helping. Reformation dinner, Sunday, October 25th. You got to sign up for that. The sign-up is up, and so we need you to sign up and do it as soon as you can. Thank you.